Welcome to episode 363 of the 8-Bit Geek. We took a week off, but now we're back and we've got a packed full show for you. We're going to make some funnies. I can't promise that. We will be very interesting.
Can't promise that either.
Not legally.
We will deliver accurate news.
Even then, that's
not okay. Our opinions are the best.
I mean, mine is, but you guys are nah.
Well, we're the 8-Bit Geek. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Barry Blue Jeans has subscribed.
Thanks, Barry.
Thank you. And Kev hit him up with that classic sub noise.
Boom!
Oh.
I haven't heard that.
I didn't know what was happening at first.
It was classic. That's a classic.
Yeah, that was good, man. Well, thanks for subscribing, Barry. We appreciate you. And hopefully you enjoy the show. First time, long time listener, first time caller? Question mark? So listen, guys.
Yeah.
There's been a lot happening in the last week, so I have combined like 2 weeks worth of notes into one, so we have a jam-packed show. So let's get right into it, okay?
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We don't have time to do a whole bunch of talk, so I'm going to tell you.
Patreon listeners, you're going to get like 30 minutes of pre-show.
Yeah.
45, possibly.
So I'm going to tell you right now that if you want to connect with us, you could do so by going over to the website, www.the8bitgeek.com, because the owner of 8bitgeek.com won't sell to us. We just discussed that a little while ago, and it's still fresh on the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking guy. I've been trying for 5 years now. But it has links on our website to our Discord, where you can chit-chat and hang out and meet some fellow gamers, movie watchers, and more. Join the community. Come say hi. We have something cooking soon as well for the Discord. If you're in the Discord, look out. We may have a cool contest coming your way soon. We're still piecing it together.
Wait, what?
Yeah, guys, we talked about this.
Yeah, we talked about it, Doug. Where were you?
Doug, you came up with the name. You should know it, so say what the name is.
Yeah, say what the name is, Doug. You told us.
Doug, you're the one who came up with this idea.
Mm-hmm.
Doug?
Oh, that's right. It's hashtag roast me. Right?
No!
I was going to read whatever was in our chat, and the first thing I saw was Kev saying, I'm ready. I've got my wieners in my hand.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Screenshot it. He had hot dogs.
I did. I still have them. There you go for the stream.
Take a bite. All right, Kev, tell me about the name now.
Well, the name. hashtag roast beef.
No, comes from hashtag roast beef?
Hashtag roast beef.
So we all heard our own thing.
Yeah. 8-bit roast beef. It's an Arby's comparison there. Since they do so many video game art things. And
the plane is...
They're the only people that still sell roast beef. The
plane is on fire. It's about to hit the ground and crash. We're coming up with a contest in order to give away a whole bunch of cool video games to our community. So we're still coming up with ideas and what we're giving away and all that kind of stuff. So stay tuned. Make sure you join the Discord because we'll make an announcement on an upcoming show and in the Discord of how you can win. And believe me, you're going to want to be a part of this because we're giving away some games that have not come out yet. Okay? All right? Future releases. It's going to happen. It's going to be great. So you'll find that information on the website. You'll also find a link to our Patreon. And our Patreon has wonderful content for you that we put out every single day. We do a daily show. So if you like us, you're going to love that. And for as little as $5 a month, you can be a member and join the 8-Bit Bitters over there. That's a terrible name. I don't know why we call it
8 Bitters.
8 Bitters. And
it was given from the King of Rock. There is none higher.
Kid Rock?
No. The King of Rock.
Yeah, Kid Rock.
Sucka MCs can call him sire.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl McDaniels.
I know. I'm just
my backpack's got jets.
DMC.
Wait, my backpack got jets.
Chris.
I'm Boba the Fett. all right. So let's get
2 weeks.
Let's get into the funny. We like to do something around here every week where we take reviews from Amazon. We read them sometimes in funny voices, and we call this Amazon Adventures, brought to you by Amazon, not a sponsor. First up, Doug, what do you got for us?
I've got, oh boy.
the name alone.
Yeah, the hammocka. Cradle hammock, chairs, and parachute hammock with hitch stand, size large, color blue. And it looks like it does come in blue, brown, or green.
Nice.
It comes with two chairs and one hammock.
Mm-hmm.
It can hold up to 300 pounds in the hammock mode, 300 pounds capacity per chair in chair mode.
Nice.
And it's a unique patented design compatible with all standard 2-inch receivers.
Which means that it fits on the back of your truck. It goes into the hitch on the back of your pickup truck, and you can put hammocks on the back.
Looks like this product is probably meant for things like tailgating. Mm-hmm. Let's see what the review has to say.
Okay.
Let's see. I was looking to see if there's any more details. Okay. After seeing this, I immediately purchased it and thought, oh, what fun this will be for me and my family. After hooking it up to the trailer hitch and making the adjustments to the straps, we are ready to try it out. At first, the chairs were very comfortable. I could hear my wife and son laughing with joy as the chairs gently swung from side to side with the breeze blowing ever so gently. As I accelerated, things began to take a turn.
What? Oh, no.
The seats started to swing wildly, causing my family to go from laughing to screaming. Trying to watch traffic and keep an eye on my family back there was more difficult than I thought. Holding your feet up at 55 miles an hour is no easy trick either. After pulling back into the Walmart parking lot, we decided these chairs were not right for us and unfortunately had to return them. I hope your experience is better than mine.
I love that it's still a 5-star review, though.
5-star rating, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Fantastic.
All right, mine is for a tea kettle, and my name's Peter.
Hey, Peter.
5-star verified purchase. Great for tea, awful marriage counselor. I purchased this tea kettle due to a friend's recommendation. I am quite pleased with the tea warming aspect of this product. However, I was under the impression that it could also function as a marriage counselor, and in this respect, it is a miserable failure. It literally sat silently while Susan berated me, calling me all sorts of names, and insinuated I needed professional help. As if I hadn't just purchased a tea kettle / marriage counselor, and we weren't in a session. Great news, though. I love tea anytime I want. Bad news, soon as Susan, the bitch, is taking the house and the kids. Overall, 8 out of 10.
Jesus. 157 people found that helpful.
You're welcome.
All right. You gave me a novel.
seriously.
Hold on.
That is eight paragraphs.
Listen, there's only one reason that I did this is because, well, you love poop. So
I love poop? I don't love poop at all.
You love anything to do with pooping.
I love pooping, yes. This is a complete different thing.
Trust me, check one out. Welcome for this as well.
All right. Well, this is a 2-star review for something. There's no listing for it.
Oh, it's protein powder. Sorry.
Oh, okay. It's a 2-star listing for protein powder. May cause some stomach issues. Now, today I tried ISO 100 hydrolyzed protein powder made by Dymatized Nutrition. I woke up late and was in a hurry to get to the gym, so I decided to make a protein shake as a breakfast substitute. Now, I mixed the recommended 1 scoop of ISO 100 protein powder with half of a banana and a splash of almond milk and water. It mixed well, and the thickness of the shake was consistent from top to bottom, which is always nice. Now, I chose the peanut butter flavor, which tasted delicious and left no discernible aftertaste, and it actually tasted like peanut butter. Again, always nice. At this point, I was very satisfied with my purchase. Mm. So far, so good. Now, I finished off the shake, and within a few minutes, was on my way to the gym. Now, by the time I reached the parking lot, I was starting to get noticeable stomach cramps. Oh, no. I didn't think much of them and just assumed they would just go away once I started my workout. However, in a few seconds it took me to get from my truck to the locker with cramps had mutated from a mild discomfort to an actively painful blight that threatened to bring me to my knees. It was like my insides were twisting up into themselves. I considered gathering up my things and rushing back to my house, but I knew that I no longer had the luxury of that option. I just had to get to a toilet, and I had very little time to do it. Now, it's worth noting that I hate dropping deuces in public. Definitely not me. Absolutely despise it. I can prove it. I'll hold in the turd for hours just to avoid a public toilet and be able to chit in the comfort of my own bathroom. I don't know why it says chit.
He's a gentleman. That's why
he's a gentleman who likes to cheat. Now, this was a special case. I chose to stall all the way in the corner to give myself the most possible privacy, which wasn't much. It was the handicap stall. I do not have a handicap, mind you, unless you count probable undiagnosed autism. Accurate. But I was willing to call dibs on the stall before any wheelchair-bound people happened to wander into that gym today. Now, before my cheeks even made contact with plastic, as they say on It's Hard to Put What Happened in Next into Words, I've taken more unpleasant shit in my lifetime than I honestly can't recall it. This was the shit to end them all. It was very, very disrespectful to anyone in that building at the time. And for what it's worth, I apologize, but it couldn't be stopped. It was a festival of violence. It was loud and it was putrid. Projectile vomiting, but from the other end. Oh. To mask the noise, I tried to time the burst to sync up with the hand dryer. to hide the smell, Jesus. I tried the trusty courtesy flush. All of my efforts were in vain. There was no question what was transpiring between those dividing walls. Now, after what seemed like an eternity, my stomach quieted. I felt hollow and empty. There was nothing left in my body to expel in that locker room toilet. Now, I just had to wait until the right place cleared out, or I had to wait until the place cleared out to make my exit. I didn't dare face the judgment eyes of my fellow gym goers when I stepped out. But I still felt a sense of relief that the ordeal was finally drawing to a close. My hardships, however, were not done for the day.
Oh, God.
In my distressed state, and perhaps partly because of my inexperience with public restrooms, I had neglected to check the toilet paper dispenser before I sat down. Rookie mistake. Yeah, you guessed it. There was no TP. This is bad. This is one of those chits where you have to wipe down your entire backside, cheeks and all. I've been there, dude. Oof. Not just the brown eye. I was stuck. I immediately started considering my options. Ask a passerby for assistance. Hey, buddy, can you help me out? No, I didn't dare. Not after the atrocity I just committed. Briefly considered waiting until the coast was clear and making a pants around ankles dash to the next stall. Oh, too risky. I had finally settled on using one of my own socks. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Let's be real. Probably both of my socks. I would leave them in the toilet afterwards as a grisly reminder to the gym staff to keep their restroom stocked. Now, then I would make my beeline for the door, leave, cancel my membership and over the phone and never return to that place.
Jokes on him. You can only cancel in person at those places.
As I was reaching down to untie my shoe, I caught a glimpse of something hanging down from my neighboring stall. Something white. Toilet paper. Low-hanging toilet paper. I was saved. Finally, a break. Whew. Afterwards, I felt better and even decided to go through with my shoulders workout. I went through the motions and got all of my sets in. But it was honestly a subpar workout. But the experience zapped me of my strength and left me physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually exhausted. Overall, I give Dynamitize Nutrition's ISO 100 Hydrolyzed Protein Powder 2 out of 5 stars. Positive is great taste. Negative, crippling explosive diarrhea. Man, I've been there. But not with protein powder, though.
Aren't you glad you read that? That was a good one.
No, there's still 4 more paragraphs. Let's go. This is the prologue. 2 week later review.
Yeah, you get to. So we had a couple people send in their reviews, and we'll read those next week, okay?
Yeah, these were supposed to be for what? Last week's episode, right? Mm-hmm. So you already had it planned?
Yeah, I already had it planned out. So.
Yeah. I already had them. Hey, Jeremy's going to get into it.
So last week. Jesus Christ. So Netflix has announced that they've added 15 million subscribers amid the coronavirus.
Makes sense.
Obviously, yeah. Tiger King helped.
Yep.
Because everyone was talking about that shit. But they're expecting a big downturn, of course.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, I'm sure a lot of them will probably see a decline when people are finally allowed to leave. And should leave. I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, when it comes to that time, not like, hey, let's open up tomorrow. It'll be fine. And then we're locked back in our houses again in, you know, June.
Yep.
I was going to say, I have some coworkers and they have like, so everyone in our department, we had a meeting a couple weeks ago and everyone in our department was talking about Tiger King. Like mm-hmm. we were all talking about it, laughing about it and talking, you know, all the memes and stuff. And there are like 2 people in the department that were like, ugh, I would never watch Tiger King. And I just want to say to everyone, don't be that person. That like mm-hmm. the person that like intentionally like misses out because
something's popular.
Because something's popular. And like one of the people was like, I don't know, I don't want to watch animal abuse. And I want to be like, while that is a theme, they don't necessarily show a whole lot of like animal abuse itself. Yeah. And it's the point was to kind of bring light to these people who are running these things and how fucking weird and crazy that shit is. But like, man, I don't know. It really rubbed me the wrong way. We're just like, okay. And the person's name isn't Karen or Susan, but I just really wanted to be like, okay, Susan. You know what I mean? Like, okay. Mm-hmm. God, oh, you're so much better than us because you didn't watch Tiger King because it's the most popular thing in the fucking world right now. Like. Mm-hmm.
But Kev said that he was like that a little bit. Like, Kev said he, at one point, Kev, didn't you tell us that you didn't
I'm always like that. I told you guys that. If something's popular, I'm always like the stupid asshole that goes like, oh, fuck that. And then I watch it. I'm like, why didn't you guys tell me to watch it? And then Jeremy blows the gasket because he's like, it was in chat 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's going to be like that when he watches Dave. He's going to be like, oh my God, I finally watched Dave.
Hey, I watched a show called Dave. You guys ever hear it?
Yeah.
At that point, I'm just going to be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
But no, it's I like it.
So Classic says I'm missing out. It did not interest me though. But see, the thing is, like, I don't know if it would have been as popular had it not been for the coronavirus. If this had just come out whenever it had come out, I think there would have been people talking about it. But I think because of quarantine, like it became like viral,
mm-hmm.
and that is why you need to watch it. Is because
it's easy to meme.
Yeah, it is easy to meme, and it's crazy. Like it literally is absolutely fucking
bonkers.
Bonkers. Like the roller coaster of that show is just surreal. And like that's why it's like it may not interest you, but I promise because I didn't the concept didn't interest me either. And then finally it was the point where I was like, okay, I have to see what this is about. And then I binged it in like a day because it was fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm. All right, getting into some other news. The San Diego Comic-Con has officially been canceled. If you didn't know that already.
Good.
So that will not happen. I'm
now,
sure.
Bad for the city of San Diego, though.
Yeah. I'm sure that they'll do it.
That's where they make most of their money.
Online thing, right? Like, why wouldn't you? I'm sure you could put together something like that, but obviously it won't help San Diego. But yeah, it's sad. All of our favorite cons and events are all canceled this summer.
Or postponed. I think like Dallas is still like, weren't they like, we're going to try for June or August or something?
I think
like
they're
August
doing September.
Or September. Yeah, September. It was like way later. Which I was like, cool. As long as you can still pull that fucking guest list you had because mm-hmm.
They may be the only show in town.
It. They couldn't come through with it, so they created this virus.
Yeah.
They're like, we overbooked.
Cinemarks are hoping are hoping to reopen in July. But if you're in Texas, you can reopen now.
What's even playing in the theaters then?
Because nothing.
Nothing's coming out. Yeah.
Nothing. Like yeah. It's so
it's just
bullshit.
Fucking pissing in the wind move, man.
Yeah, because it's not like the thing is they're like you can return to a 25% customer base, and you're just like nobody's going to release a new movie for that. The fuck out of here.
No, especially when they could just release it online or hold on to it and make their money, you know, in mm-hmm. next summer or next year.
Yeah.
So many of these movies and stuff that were supposed to come out like even this fall have been pushed back to next spring. I mean, the whole Marvel calendar has shifted.
Yeah. Everything. Let's see. Lego. The Lego Movie franchise is moving from Warner Brothers to Universal, which is interesting because now they'll have, they mentioned in the story, they'll have material to work with like Jurassic Park and The Fast and the Furious, because that's what everyone's clamming for is a Lego Fast and the Furious. You know, now that I'd say it, not a bad idea.
Corporate Hot Wheels.
Not a bad idea.
But so will they still be able to use people from Warner Brothers then, like Batman and everything?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering too.
They probably won't be able to use them in the same movie. So seeing that, like, you know, they probably have a license to produce maybe a solo movie of it, but
I got questions.
It looks like December. It looks like Marvel's deal ran out with them in 2019. And they went to explore new deals with Universal, and then it became an official. They've inked a 5-year exclusive deal to develop, produce, and distribute Lego-based films. So I would say that they probably do not have the license to do any Warner Brothers stuff. So, yep. But they got Back to the Future now, and Jaws they could play with.
Yeah. I'm also curious. I mean, because like in the Lego movie, there was also Star Wars stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of like cross IP shit going on in that movie. It's kind of like even the what was that movie called? Ready Player One. You know, where it was just like let's just get all of the IPs just all to borrow. Yeah, just to borrow. You know, and so I wouldn't be surprised if we still maybe see like another if like Lego Batman shows up, just because he is such a
Yeah,
and it'll give Will Arnett something to do again.
Yeah, he's not got anything going on.
Hey, fuck y'all. He hosts the Lego Masters TV show, and he is phenomenal at it. Okay,
that's what I'm saying. But then when that's over, he's got nothing else going on.
Did you know that Will Arnett is one of the longest running voiceover actors? This man is. I just never knew the extensive rap sheet of his work in voiceover. Like he's been the voice of, what is it? Like Chevy or some shit for like the last 30 years?
What?
I'm gonna look it up. Well
that's impossible because I don't think he's only
Rock.
Past like 2 years.
Hold on, let's see. Oh, you know who I'm thinking of for the Chevy one? Sam is Elliott. Sam Elliott. Yeah.
Like a rock.
He's been doing that for like 30.
Mm-hmm. Have a sarsaparilla.
Where is
he? Even makes my diapers wet.
What?
We were watching Roadhouse a couple weeks ago, and it's like, man, that dude didn't age either. Sam Elliott is another vampire.
Uh-huh.
He's always looked the same.
Yep.
He's a good looking dude. I'm secure enough to say it.
All right, never mind. I can't find his stuff because I'm wrong on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He planned on being the voice of Kit. Shut up, Doug. Like, if you know what? You could have just had a normal convo and been like, hey, Jer, I think you're wrong on that, man. And then, but instead, waited.
I wanted to watch you fail.
Oh.
Hashtag.
What are friends for?
Hashtag roast me.
Hashtag roast me. Boop, boop, doo.
Boom. Sam Raimi has confirmed that he's directing Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
He's a good one to do it.
Which will come out in 2028. That's not a real date.
That can't be right. In 8 years.
It seems like it's going to be that far away, but yeah.
It fucking could be. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah. I'm excited about it. I'm glad to see him jump back into a big old comic book movie.
Did you watch his episode of The Chef Show?
No, I'm sure it was really awkward.
It was. He is so meek and like, I don't want to say humble, but I mean, yeah, he's just like, they made sourdough.
Mm-hmm.
And other breads and stuff, but like, yeah, he
and other breads.
And he seemed like so, yeah, meek is the best way to describe it. Just like, oh, am I doing this right? How am I doing this? He just doesn't seem like a guy that'd be a movie director. So that's the crazy thing is like, dude got, I don't say dude got lucky, you know what I mean? Like, I would never have suspected this. If I ran into him, not knowing what he looked, you know, not knowing he was Sam Raimi or mm-hmm. whatever, I would never guess this guy was a movie director. He does not have that look. I would have been like, you work in like a lab somewhere. You know, like you're a mathematician or an accountant or something somewhere, you know, you work in a cubicle because of just his presence and the way he talks.
Demeanor.
And stuff like it. Yeah. He just doesn't have that like stereotypical Hollywood director vibe about him. It's crazy.
I've read enough books with him being a part of it to know that he's just kind of this awkward guy, just a normal dude who, you know, just wanted to make movies with his friends.
Yeah, and he made it one, and it took off, and it launched his entire career. Like, that's what I'm saying. He got lucky. It was just one of those like, how? And somehow he's managed to stay in the business too. Like, that's the thing. It's like, how did you not get run off?
Because he made one of the greatest superhero movies of all time. Talking about Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 3. Isn't it crazy how he made one of the best and one of the absolute fucking worst?
Here's what happens when you have number 2 is when you have creative control and you do what you want. Number 3, holy shit, we made so much money. Now the studio has a lot of notes and influence and wants you to do a whole bunch of things that you don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you guys know, HBO Max is coming out.
Max.
And it's already out, like, for people who have Comcast or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
But we're getting a Justice League Dark series.
Finally. They've only been talking about this for like 10 fucking years.
Mm-hmm. They couldn't figure out how to do it in movie form, But now that we're we have all these streaming services, they saw what everyone else can do with superheroes, aka Amazon with The Boys and everyone else.
Hit themselves with Watchmen. Are you kidding me?
Oh yeah, and The Watchmen.
Watchmen probably for them, for HBO specifically, probably really did open their eyes to like the do this and people want to see this shit.
It had so. They couldn't see it with fucking the CW shows, right? They were just like, yeah, these are for kids. No adults watch this stuff.
Exactly. They probably did look at those and go like, oh, not on my network. I'm sorry. This is HBO. Jesus fucking Christ. We ain't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But do give me Stephen Amell's number, please. This is for totally
well, I mean, unrelated. He put it on Twitter.
Totally unrelated. He put a phone number on Twitter, yes.
And then, no, he put his...
No,
well, okay,
so
no,
what
sorry,
celebrities
it's like
do
a
is
celeb,
they get
yeah.
fake phone numbers that you can call them on, and yeah. it's like our Google number that no one calls. Boop, boop, do. You know, but people actually...
checked.
Hashtag roast me.
Hashtag roast all of us. But yeah. No,
this is what he did, though. The people who did call, because like I read
well, the text or whatever they
said. I
mean,
yeah, the text. So I read the thread and people were like, this can't be real. You got hacked, blah, blah, blah. Well, I guess 25 people took a chance on it. And or he
probably more than that.
Probably more. But he got 25 of those people together, took them out for ice cream.
Ice cream. Yeah. Yeah, it was probably just 25 people that were local enough for him to buy ice cream for. Right. But
yeah, I mean,
it was like.
He probably was like, guys, I'm sorry, but I don't have a show anymore, so I can only afford 25 people's ice creams at this time.
He just had a movie drop on Netflix, dude.
I know. I want to watch it.
Code 8 or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Code 8. I'm going to add that.
But no, I'm excited for this Justice League Dark. They did like an animated Justice League Dark a couple years ago. Batman's Swamp Thing. Constantine and all those like characters and stuff, so it'd be cool to see that. You know, kind of sucks because like Swamp Thing for DC was a great season and it got canned, so maybe HBO can bring him back. It'd be great if they got the same actor. I know they won't, but
cool though.
So
let's see, is this the one? Yeah, that's him. Okay, so Gearbox has announced that they are doing a Brothers in Arms TV series. So now that one studio has gotten TV series deals, all of them are starting to get TV series deals. It's almost like everyone was tapping Hollywood, then all of a sudden they went, oh shit, look at all these games that have been made. These would make great TV shows too. Let's use those.
Hey, there's a typo in the very like first line of this article from comingsoon.net. Video game developers Gearbox has revealed that six here dormant franchise.
No, it's no, that's right.
Yeah, six people heard it was dormant.
Yeah.
Six
here. Six here. That's the only people who still care about this.
Yeah, they haven't put out a fucking Brother in
six
Arms
still
game.
Have their, apparently 6 years.
Shit. So Bethesda's done a nice thing. Good guy Bethesda. They've taken $1 million and they've given it to charity to aid the coronavirus relief efforts. So they've given $500,000 to Direct Relief, a charity that provides protective gear to healthcare workers in the front lines. Additional $250,000 to UNICEF, aimed at helping children around the world, and another $250,000 in local areas surrounding the studio in where are they? They're in Dallas, so that's nice of them.
Yeah, and also, a 500 atom stimulus is going out to everyone. Thank you, Bethesda. Hashtag thank you, Bethesda.
Hashtag roast me. I didn't realize they tweeted at us.
Listen, I know that Doug, you care nothing about Fortnite. And I know, Kev, you haven't played it in a hot minute. I still actively play it because my son begs me every day to be like, hey, Dad, can you do a match or two? And there was an event that they had. They were doing another concert. And leading up to it, I had zero interest. I was like, okay. I went to the Marshmallow one, and I was like, that was very fucking boring. I was like, okay. And then Travis Scott announced that they're doing a concert in Fortnite. And I was like, okay, well, let's give it a shot. Colin was really into it. He, you know, and he wanted to watch it. And boy, oh boy, did Fortnite blow me the fuck out of the water. They put on such an, even though, okay, so even though we talked about the Marshmallow one last time, last year we said that, man, this could really be the future of, like, this could be something. Like, they could put concerts in games, and then they did, like, a Star Wars tie-in, and that was really successful, and I was like, fuck, man, like, they are really onto something here.
The Marvel one with Thanos, too.
Yeah. Well,
you get, like, snap off half the population in the game.
Yeah, that was more of an in-game just event, but these were, like, interactive, like, actual things coming together to like, having a concert, and or they had live presentation with J.J. Abrams in there. They showed a trailer as well. Mm-hmm. They had, like, this whole show that they put on with the Millennium Falcon rolling in and, like, firing and shooting stuff out of the sky. You saw Star Destroyers coming in across the sky, and they, from light speed, and the, and it just looked so dope. And then at the end, they did at the end, they were like, all right, well, enjoy what's to come. And then in the middle of the room, a box opened and there was nothing but lightsabers inside. And so you grabbed one and just started swinging. It was an awesome event. Anyways, it leads me to this, to where this was even bigger. And I even, after watching it, my mind was blown. I was like, this is the most unique, like, one of the coolest, most unique things I've seen something happen in a video game. I even sent the link to you guys, and I was very surprised that Doug gave it a chance. And he was like, holy shit.
Yeah, it was insane.
But yeah, it was dope as shit. And it drew in 12.3 million concurrent viewers for the concert.
Would that be the biggest concert ever?
It might be.
I don't know. How many was that one in Brazil or what?
Oh, yeah. That one's pretty fucking huge.
Oh, Rockin' Rio?
Yeah, probably not 12.
That's only 250,000 people,
not,
I think.
12
I mean, not saying only, but...
Yeah. You know they're not going to count it because it's... One, it's not a live performance.
Oh, yeah, true.
And...
Did you get Tupac hologram in there?
Right.
You could be shooting and be like, Hail Mary!
Come with me! So I guess, let's see, the total number of people who watched it was like something like 43 million views. Because they held, it was like they did 5 showings or some shit. So ultimately, it was a really insane amount of numbers. So... It was really cool, though. I'm trying to look for the actual numbers here. I think I saw those 40 million or something, or higher. And then it also still has 15. So, oh my God, Travis Scott put the video out on his website, and that already has like 12 million views.
Man.
Jesus.
Good for him. I mean, that's good advertisement for him.
Dude, he had a skin.
I'm sure he still got paid crazy.
Oh, he got paid big time. Either A, by... I wonder how that breaks down. I wonder what they're doing to pay the artists. Like... Either A, because they released a skin of him. I wonder if they're just like, all right, so we'll release the skin and you'll get, 80% of the sales from the skin.
Yeah, you get paid for likeness.
Mm-hmm. And then that'll be your payment for the concert. Or if they just do a lump sum, I don't know. But
I would think it'd be a lump sum and then possibly advertisement, along with advertisement for whatever album he's promoting at the time.
Mm-hmm. He had a new single out.
There you go. What a way to promote it. Then go on like one of the biggest video game platforms.
So we have some sad news, and that The Last of Us 2 had a huge leak happen today. And when you're listening to this, it might, it happened on Monday. So, the developers have been really sad about it. They've said, it's a shame that this got leaked out. Please don't watch it. We want you to experience the story as a whole. And so they're moving up the release. They did.
Yep.
It was to be announced, but now it's coming out in June because they don't want it ruined for anyone else. So you can pick up Last of Us 2 on June 19th. That's when it's coming. And they've also pushed the Ghost of, how do you pronounce that? Tsushima?
Yeah.
Tsushima, to July. And so that's going to July 17th. So that way you have time to play one before the other. And both of those are instant buys for me.
Yeah.
But it's a shame that it leaked out. And if you need to, this is just your warning. If you're on Twitter, mute the words Last of Us 2 and Last of Us. So that way you don't get it spoiled.
Yeah, okay. True.
And maybe even Ellie and Joel. Who knows?
Yeah. Man, speaking of, this happened, I guess, sometime, maybe not, it was like last weekend, not like this one we just had, but the week before, but Troy Baker has left Retro Replay,
mm-hmm.
and their big thing lately has been the playthroughs of Uncharted and The Last of Us, and they wrapped up Last of Us 1, you know, and they were talking about how excited they were to do Last of Us 2, and now so they haven't announced, like I said, if they're going to continue doing those
separately
with or without him. Yeah, or without him.
They probably will.
That'd be nice to bring him back on as some kind of guest.
He will not.
It'd be like a special event.
I don't think they'll be working together.
Yeah, I don't know, man. The whole thing was really, it was really weird. And for those that weren't like, didn't know or don't care or whatever and didn't see this, but like they sent out an email. Because I've purchased stuff off their store and stuff, and so I got an email that was like the announcement, and like not long after, Troy Baker posted a video on Instagram that was like, "Yep, I was just as surprised as everybody that mm-hmm. this email went out." He's like, "We've talked about it. It was the plan, but we had talked about doing an announcement video together to kind of explain things." He's like, "I didn't know they were just going to send an email out like the next day." Like, you know, or whatever, you know. And so he was like, enjoy the last few episodes that we did together. But he's like, yeah, I guess I'm out. And then like the following was last week, they posted like the top 10 Troy moments on Retro Replay. And I still felt like I felt like, I don't know. The whole thing felt like just sketchy and just kind of skeevy. You know, like, I don't know.
Felt dirty.
Yeah. Especially with his whole thing where it's like, eh. It was apparently there were some creative differences between him and Nolan, and they both decided like if we're going to remain friends, we can't keep doing this. Like otherwise we're going to not be friends anymore. So like that, whatever, fine. Okay. But yeah, just the whole thing was really, it makes me sad. Cause like they did Uncharted 1 and 2. I wanted to see them do 3 and 4 cause 4, you know, they're both in it. And then Uncharted, or Last of Us 2, you know, they literally just wrapped that up like a month ago.
Both in that too?
Yeah.
What would Nolan, I guess Nolan North's playing with some other character then?
Well, I don't know if he's in 2, but he's in 1.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
He was the creeper dude at the end of the game.
I know.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But remember, he meets an untimely fate. So yeah. He ain't gonna be in the sequel.
Well, no, he won't. But I mean, it's Nolan North. I mean, dude's, you know,
he's doing another voice. Hey, but I'm back. I'm Nolan North.
Yeah. So I'm just really curious. Yeah, if they're gonna continue to do that or not. They have not made any sort of announcement. But that just sucks because that was my favorite like series that they did. Like I liked Uncle Moly and I liked their normal Retro Replay show, but the Last of Us playthrough and the Uncharted playthroughs were a lot of fun because they brought in other people from the cast and crew and stuff. And then yeah, the whole thing with the leak and stuff was really weird too. Just like apparently the person who leaked it was an employee who had an axe to grind with Neil Druckmann, and apparently how he was a shitty boss and like worked everyone really hard and blah blah blah. But there is a point where you want to be like, okay, well, blame Naughty Dog. Like, you can blame the director because he's the director. But if the studio says this game's going to be out March whatever, and then you guys have to push it back to September because it's not ready, like. That's on them. That's not the director's call. I guarantee you that came like the studio said, this isn't ready. Fucking fix it. Like, you know what I mean? Like if they're the ones who put that date on there to begin with, we've seen this time and time again where the studios are constantly like, oh yeah, No Man's Sky. That'll be ready by July. And then it's like, well,
PR gets in trouble.
Yeah. You know, Anthem, same thing where it's like, look at this cool game we're developing. It'll be out in April. And you're like,
yep.
You know, they get fucked. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know the whole story. I've never worked for Neil. So what the fuck do I know? I know nothing. He could be an asshole. That's not what I've heard from other people who have worked for him, including the cast and other developers and stuff. But
well, the cast gets treated like gold, of course.
Everyone's different, you know.
Yeah, especially the cast has one a totally different like perspective of the director than the crew and stuff. And then people are like, you know, he's the one who pushed Amy Hennig out of Naughty Dog. I mean, maybe that's true.
Maybe that's true.
You know? I don't know. Ain't my business.
Yeah.
Listen, so you guys know that there's this new like popular game out that everyone's freaking out about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Valorant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have zero interest in this game personally because, for one, it's a lot like Counter-Strike, and I was never good at Counter-Strike, so I'm out. Like, this is not for me. It seems like a lot of people are happy with it, but there seems to be a huge problem with it, with the anti-cheat system. Riot is they've had to come out and explain things a few times, but essentially, this anti-cheat driver runs on your zero ring of the operating system, which gives it permissions to everything.
Yeah, that's bad. I was thinking about that.
And it allows you to see and do anything on the computer. And it doesn't start when the game runs. It starts before your computer even, like, as soon as you hit the power button, it's on. Like, it's running. Mm-hmm. And when the OS is up and running, it's running. It's terrible for exploits. And then also on that side, they put out a press release saying, hey, it's okay. You can trust us. We're not going to scan anything but the game, guys. It's us.
And then they harassed a woman.
Trustworthy. Us. And then they go out. This is what they do. They put out a big presser saying how well that they've tested it. And how well, like, it's, you know, they're making sure that it's secure. And then in the same goddamn press release, they say, we're going to pay people to try to find exploits in the software. Get the fuck out of here.
You now QA for us.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Please send your reports to this email address and you will get in-game credits.
So they're going to pay you to be a bug bounty, a bounty hunter, and, you know, look for anti-cheat vulnerabilities.
Jesus.
Fuck off. Like, I will never install this game. Like, if there's a game, like, I trust games that, you know, like, there's that battle eye and stuff that you need for other games.
Prestigious, yeah.
And so that is kind of intrusive as well, but not as, like, it only starts when the game starts and then it ends when the game is closed. Mm-hmm. This shit, though, it ain't happening.
Lucy in the chat says, people trust their personal information to Facebook, Insta, Twitter, etc. Yet they freak out about this. Whatever.
True. They tag themselves at places.
I agree.
And I'm guilty of that, too, when I go to concerts. But, man, when you're like, I don't want the government to know where I'm at. Oh, by the way, I'm going to see Mask Intruder tonight at a record bar.
Jared's like, TikTok, I don't want to download TikTok because it's going to sell all my data to China. And I'm like, bitch, they already got it. They already got it. You have a YouTube page? Bruh, they got it.
Lucy has a fair point, but that is also the information that you give them. This is all the information on your computer. Everything. They would have access to all files, all data, all everything, which is much different.
All your base.
Which is much different than you saying, here's my address, my name, and my phone number. Do what you will with it. And my photos. So, I consider it a little bit different. You can have all my porn. It's okay.
Yeah. She says, you can have all my porn. It's okay. Is it?
It's in the written consent. Yeah.
All right, you're going to have to save a little bit of money because Sony has come out and said that the PS5 production will be limited at launch due to high costs.
Yeah. Well, so, that's fair right now. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I guess they're still saying, like, hey, we got production going. Things are still going to be rolling out in November and stuff because a lot of these other countries are, like, kind of getting back on their feet while we are still, you know, a bunch of fucking idiots who want to leave our house. But I wouldn't be surprised if we do see some sort of a delay with some of this stuff, because the problem with this coronavirus, especially, and the fact that it's shutting like factories and stuff down in a lot of these countries where they're made, is that like it don't matter if you had it once and you get well, you can catch it again. So all it takes is one person, man, and we're right back to where we were. Like, mm-hmm. So well,
I don't even know if I'm sure that coronavirus is also a key contributor to the to this, but at least the story is citing that the initial reason for it would be the internal components are expensive to build for this, and so they're doing a smaller production run, and so the game developers are predicting the PS5 to retail between $5 and $550 at launch, and around 5 million consoles to be expected to produce in the launch window. So
I don't know, man.
I mean, the PS3 launched at 600. So, 500 and 600. Well, 500 for the 20 gig, 600 for the 60.
Yeah,
no,
it failed.
No. I mean, well, they were sold out when I was selling them. That was my first when I started with GameStop.
It failed at 600. That's why Xbox won on that generation.
I don't know why you're laughing. It's an undeniable truth.
It's a fact.
It's a fact that what they sold more.
I'm
consoles.
Just saying, like, don't act like $549 is something.
I'm not paying $549 for a console.
Oh fuck,
never.
No, I'm not either. I don't need it. I mean, there's no launch titles for it, and they're talking about they're going to be dedicated to PC,
right? And so
if they release all their first party games PC, I don't even need a PlayStation.
And why did Xbox? Why did the Xbox One fail at launch? Because it shipped with a fucking Kinect and they charged $550 for it.
That system was not good.
And so, it all comes down to your launch price for your, ready.
Ready called me a Sony whore. As I was saying, that I'm not going to get it at launch because, I mean, I don't need to be an early adopter on that. Like I've got a good enough PC to where I can play everything I want. The settings that I can that I can gawk over. Mm-hmm.
And if rumors are true, you're going to be playing your Sony first party titles on PC anyways.
I would love to play the show on PC next year. Like, it's already good enough on PS4, but all the resolution, frame rates, and everything would be so smooth. It'd be like watching a game.
We've talked about this. It's coming to the PC next year.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I say I can't wait until it comes out. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Sony has talked about putting their first party titles on the PC, so they're doing it with the show, and then they're also doing it with Event Horizon.
Event Horizon, wow!
Horizon of Zero Dawn. So
Event Horizon, the game.
But it'll be
so Dead Space.
Yeah,
Dead Space.
It'll be really interesting to see how Xbox prices theirs. Xbox already said that they're not expecting any delays and they're not expecting any issues with production. So,
we'll fucking see.
If Xbox has the numbers.
Unless they already have them. Unless they were able to crank out enough and buy up all the parts and whatever they needed before all this stuff, everything halted for, a month or two. Because I've talked about this before. Like, our campus and stuff, we stopped all the updates and stuff that was supposed to happen this summer. Because not only because to save money and stuff due to coronavirus and stuff, but also because like projectors and things that we needed to order, like now in April, everything's been like delayed 6 months. So stuff that we wouldn't even get them until October anyways. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, well, we can't update rooms in October. It's like, we'll push it back to next summer. But like, the stuff from Panasonic and Samsung and stuff like those, people who are also heavily involved making those games, but it's because their production lines and stuff have shut down or did shut down. Some of them I think are back up and running, but at limited capacity. I mean, still, because even though they're back open, they're still doing social distancing and trying to keep everyone safe.
They built places and did a deep cleaning of the factories and stuff.
Yeah,
so it'll be very interesting to see if Xbox takes the win this generation just based on production production and price.
Yeah, what's more readily available when it comes down to the holiday season? If these do launch in November, November, December, when they normally do, if it's like, well, I want a new console for the holidays, and well, there's no more PlayStations. Plus, that's almost $600, or I can get you this $400 Xbox, in which there are a plethora of.
That is the sweet spot, right? $400.
Mm-hmm. $400 is a sweet spot. Yeah. And that is, you know, obviously, like, I'm not going to pay $550. I will pay $400. Because mm-hmm. $550 is the console and two games.
mm-hmm. And so it'll be really, really interesting to see how they price it. And Xbox has already said, too, that, you know, you're going to be seeing some game reveals here very soon for the Xbox Series X.
I assume PlayStation probably is going to do so. I mean, I know they're not doing E3 anymore, but still, the developers are still at E3, and they would be the ones that would be like, hey, this title, guess what? You know, Watch Dogs Legion coming to mm-hmm. Xbox whatever and PlayStation 5 or whatever. You're right. Like, mm-hmm. they would be announcing those things. So, yeah, like, yeah, we're right on the cusp of when we should be getting launch title announcements and game announcements and game trailers. Like, you know, it's 2 months away.
The problem with it is that Sony said that they aren't going to have exclusive first party games for the PS5 for the first year. So they'll still have like the games that they're releasing. The stuff will come out for the PS4 and the PS5, but it just won't be like, you won't get those exclusive titles. Like, you're going to get The Last of Us 2 for the PS4. And then you're going to get a high def, like 4K, you know, like really high texture PS5 version as well. You know,
probably what they were working on, right? I mean, that's probably why it got delayed. They probably went, oh, cool. Like, we could use this as a reason to bump the game back 2 more months and have it be our first party release with the PlayStation 5. But then this leak happened and they went, well, fuck me. Let's just get this shit out at this point. We can't afford to wait 6 more months.
And then you'll get like the show. You'll get the show on the PS4, and then the PS5 will have the new engine and new everything else, and so it'll be like those
transition year.
Yeah, it'll be those kind of releases. But Xbox is just coming out full swing and be like, nah, dog, you getting Halo 6, and it's gonna be fucking awesome.
And that's another thing I think that really helps some of these brand new consoles come out. I mean, it's fine to have a couple of games, you know, that are, oh yeah, no, you'll be able to play it on the Xbox One, but yeah, the fact that, yeah, you'll be able to play it on the new one as well, like, that's what's gonna help sell that product, is like, fuck yeah, man, you can be Fable 4 finally come on, you know, as an example. That would, man, that would fucking push them.
That would instantly make me, if I didn't have a PC, I would instantly buy an Xbox if they announced Fable 4.
Yeah, I'm even hyped for the new Halo, and I haven't played a fucking Halo game in like 10 years.
You know,
and
I'm still like, Halo 5 is pretty fun. It's easy to play through. I mean, it's a quick playthrough, but I mean, yeah.
Well, and I got the Game Pass thing, right? With the Master Chief Collection and stuff. And so, like, I have the first one installed, like, ready to play. I think I even bought
Halo Reach.
So what you're saying is you want to do a stream of all of us playing through the Halo series with you.
Oh yeah, because it's all co-op from like what, number 3 or 4?
No, one on.
Really?
One on, baby.
You can play the whole game. So, and then all the games co-op, up to 4 players.
Yeah, and I think the first one was local originally with the original Xbox.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But the Master Chief Collection...
You play it online, though. Like, you had to, like, plug in your Ethernet cable, and you had to, like, go to a certain website, and you had to, like, pipeline into other people. We used to do that.
But with the remastered, the Master Chief Collection, they made it, you know, you can play them all. So, oh my god, we should totally fucking do that.
Yeah.
When 1, 2, and 3 become available, like, Reach. I don't care. 1, 2, and 3.
Aren't they all available on Xbox Game Pass?
No, not yet. They're releasing it in stages.
Yes. So I believe
1's out. Reach,
1 is out?
Yeah, I believe so.
Well, hey, we finished Division. What the fuck are we doing?
That'd be a lot of fun. Let me check. Xbox Game Pass. Here's the really interesting thing about... what Xbox is doing and the advantage that they're going to have over Sony. You know, you mentioned the works on everything, right? So you buy it once and it's going to work on your Xbox One X. It works on your Xbox Series X and it works on the PC. And all you have to do is buy it one time. As to where Sony is like, all right, well, thanks for buying Last of Us 2 on the PS4. It's going to run you another $60 for the PS5 version. And so I think that's a huge plus in Microsoft's court, because it's just like, I think people are sick of buying the game multiple fucking times for all these updates and these upgrades.
Yep.
So I think that's a huge win for them. All right, we got a couple more stories, then we'll get out of here. Warner Brothers, the next game that they're coming out with, Warner Brothers Montreal, is going to be a Batman game, and it looks like it's going to be a soft reboot coming this year. And it looks like leaks have said that it definitely will be a story about the Court of Owls.
Nice.
And I'm all in.
Yeah, dude, Court of Owls is so much fun.
Mm-hmm. So I'm all in.
Great fucking comics. That's exciting.
Yep. So that'll be really, really good. And then lastly, Phantasy Star Online 2 is out now on the Xbox One. Please go support it so that way they support it for many years to come. Because mm-hmm. it took them 8 years to bring it over to the West, and I want to play it on PC. And if you don't play it now, then they'll just cancel it before it comes out in May, and I'll be real sad.
I'm doing my part.
Do it. So
I'm loving it, man. I can't wait till you can play it. I can't wait till I can play it on PC.
Mm-hmm. And get those high
runs.
Get those high def low polys.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it's not a hard game to run, actually. It runs really well on the Xbox One X.
Yeah, I mean, 8 years old, man.
Yeah.
So, I wish they would go back kind of like World of Warcraft did and do a high-def release, a reskin on everything. Yeah. So, oh, yeah, I was going to ask you that. Kev, are you excited about Streets of Rage 4?
Yeah. Oh, that looks amazing.
Are you going to get it?
Man, I'm... Oh yeah,
it's $14.99.
I love those beat 'em up games. I don't know what I'm gonna get it on though. I mean, I don't know what is it on.
PC, Xbox, PS4, Switch.
Switch is a possibility, but most likely PC.
Doug's mom.
Whoa!
Wow, what?
I'm coming right over.
Hashtag roast me. All right, let's get out of here.
Hashtag roast beef. Gross.
That's your Jared. Mother.
You said it.
I'm Jeremy.
We didn't even talk about the news article that I shared.
Oh shit, that's right.
Let's talk about the news article that you shared.
It wasn't even on the outline. Okay, one more story. We're gonna take it back. We're talking about Star Wars. Doug, take it away.
So as you know, next week, May the 4th is happening. Mm-hmm. Some big news coming from that also is that the Disney Plus is adding Rise of Skywalker to their lineup a couple months early. It wasn't supposed to hit until like June or July.
Does
something like
even
that. And now
matter?
It's coming out early. So Disney tweeted, celebrated the saga. Reply with your favorite hashtag Star Wars memory, and you may see it's somewhere special on hashtag May the 4th. Immediately followed up with, by sharing your message with us using hashtag May the 4th, you agree to our use of the message and your account name in all media and our terms of use here, and then linked a fucking like terms of service shit for a fucking hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
In which the internet and Twitter, which I was saying in the pre-show for those that heard, immediately did the which I feel the in the spirit of the rebellion, and was immediately start calling them out on their bullshit and using the hashtag, and was like, feel free to use this, fuckers. and god damn it, do I love it. I mean, I love Star Wars, and fuck you if you think you're going to take the hashtag away from the fans who made it in the first place. Hashtag May the 4th has existed longer than you owning Star Wars, so you can get down on my level and suck my dick, Disney.
Whoa!
Yeah! Get it!
And cease and desist coming in now.
Yeah,
we never check our P.O. box anyway, so don't worry.
Yeah, as long as I don't see it. It doesn't exist.
That's a phone call.
Yeah.
There's a special gift in your P.O. box. Check it.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's like that scene from fucking South Park. Next thing you know, I'm beaten to death by Mickey Mouse. But it's shitty, it's shady, and it's such a Disney it's such a Disney thing to do, and it's something that they're gonna walk back within the next few days. Like pretty much I feel like I can guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, this is a legal PR move. Where they're trying to like, you know, they think that like, oh, it's fine. Like, we're just going to use your stuff in social media or whatever. But people are like, no, well, fuck you. I don't want you to. And also I'm not agreeing to your terms of service by using this hashtag, fuck off. And people comparing them to the Empire and stuff, just like overstepping their bounds and trying to take again, an IP and like control everything about it, which George Lucas tried to do early on in Star Wars is that he tried to like he tried to shut down Star Wars websites like back in the early 90s. He tried to like stop like fan fiction and fan film, and eventually someone got through to him and was like, these are your fucking fans, shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let them write their fan fiction, let them make their fan movies. And then like in the early 2000s, he actually partnered up with, I don't know if you guys remember, adamfilms.com, and he actually mm-hmm. sponsored a Star Wars fan film festival where he would then select who won, and some of those people got jobs at fucking Lucasfilm, like, because of their work. I don't know if you guys remember the what's that dude, the dude that did the old, and this is like again 10-15 years ago, did the lightsaber battle, and he rotoscoped the lightsaber, and he did these just incredible choreographed fight sequences with lightsabers and stuff. And then like he did that in between like episodes 2 and 3, and then he got like a job with them, and he helped choreograph some of the, like the lightsaber stuff, and working with like the rotoscoping team and stuff, and how to like replace them and make them in the movie. It's fucking insane. But like he set that up in this universe, so like fans have had like a very like, unlike Star Trek where Paramount's constantly trying to shut it down, Star Wars fans have always been able to play in that playground.
Mm-hmm.
To a degree, you can't use like music and stuff. There's because
I have
music's owned by music's owned by someone else, and so it's a whole other thing. But like, yeah, fan films have at it, and they've tried to shut down a fan film before. But again, that was the music side of things, where the music were like, well, you used our music, and then they're able to prove that they didn't. But even then, Disney came down and was like, hey, whoa, let's back the fuck up. These people are fucking crazy, and. Because we've had the ability to play in this playground. So again, for them to come down and say like, hey, by using this hashtag that you created well before we ever bought this property, and you're going to agree to our terms of service because you use the hashtag, like, that's fucked up. Like, that is an overstep. Doesn't matter if they meant good things with it or not. It is like, it's one of those, you can't give them an inch or they'll take a mile. And Disney is one of those companies where, as much as I love them and I love a lot of the things they do, no. So that's where that's at. It happened today, and it was just fucking crazy. And it's been, again, a joy to watch the like fandom who often fight with each other kind of unite on a front to fight the bad guys, which is Disney at this point. So
yeah. All right, that's our show. That's it. So next week.
This isn't the diner, which, by the way, I don't know if you noticed at the top of the show, you did not give us like, with me are two men who blah, 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 blah. You're like, I'm Jeremy. And I was like, I'm Doug. I guess it's the diner this week.
He started.
It was a different setup because we didn't have like a show last week. So I was just talking about that. Sorry, guys. Yeah. All right. I'm Jeremy, and signing off this week are two men who have soft penises.
Wow.
All the time. Well,
I mean, all the time. Jesus. I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And until next week, lots of love, hugs, roast beef, and all that bullshit.